A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. I'm Tim Calvert, and this is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is being made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. Now, in this edition, it's my pleasure to shine a spotlight on the critically acclaimed innovative production of musical Guys and Dolls, which is on at the Bridge Theatre with an extended run now until the 24th of February 2024. I delve into the audio-described performance and touch tour, which took place on Saturday the 10th of June, with further dates to be announced, with information available from bridgetheatre.co.uk. The promotional material for Guys and Dolls states, "The Bridge transforms for one of the greatest musicals of all time. It has more hit songs, more laughs and more romance than any show ever written. The seating is wrapped around the action, while the immersive tickets transport you to the streets of Manhattan and the bars of Havana in the unlikeliest of love stories. Join us on Broadway for the explosion of joy that is Guys and Dolls." The show runs for 2 hours and 50 minutes, including a 15-minute interval. Guys and Dolls tells the overlapping stories of high roller Sky Masterson, who falls in love with mission worker Sarah Brown, and lovable rapscallion Nathan Detroit, engaged for 14 years to Miss Adelaide, a headliner at the Hot Box Club, who is more interested in gambling than tying the knot. And this is beautifully portrayed by Daniel Mays. The Bridge is the first theatre run by London Theatre Company, which was founded by Nicholas Heitner and Nick Starr in 2017. The 900-seat auditorium is designed to be flexible and can be adapted for a variety of performance styles, resulting in hugely successful, immersive theatre, as well as more traditional end-on and thrust stage shows. It is the first wholly new theatre of scale to be added to London's commercial theatre sector in 80 years. Access is very important to the Bridge Theatre, and they do go out of their way to make your visit and experience the best it can possibly be, facilitating every need by making the performance equal for all. They offer an audio-described performance and touch tour for every production, and they're second to none, as the customer service team are warm and welcoming and really helpful throughout. The touch tour for Guys and Dolls took place at 12:30 p.m. They happen around 2 hours before each show. Everyone gathered in the foyer and sat around tables reserved, and then when ready, we were all led, approximately 30 in all, including companions, down a set of stairs which led into the auditorium and onto the stage in the centre. The tour was led by vocalised describers Andrew Holland and Jenny Stewart Cosgrove, theatre and stage crew, and all began with a detailed overview of the visual aspects of the show. Before everyone got to walk around the extensive set and touch and feel and explore some of the sets, props and costumes featured in the production that included an American diner interior with tables and chairs, a rustic wooden bar set, a Bacardi cocktail stand, a yellow New York newspaper vending machine, and also some props and costume tables with a whole host of suits, dresses, and the green tunics that the missionary workers wear in the show. This was a fabulous and valuable experience for all those in attendance and proved immensely popular. This show has taken the Bridge by storm, and on this occasion the touch tour and audio description was fully subscribed and people had to be turned away, but there will be further ones scheduled throughout the run.
The next audio described performance of Guys and Dolls will take place on Saturday the 18th of November, and this will be at 2:30 p.m. and there'll be a touch tour beforehand at 12:30 p.m.
The touch tour lasted for around 25 minutes, and then there was over an hour to go for a wander or for some refreshments. There were reserved seating in the venue for people who wanted to stay. Just before the show, everyone was issued with a wireless Sennheiser headset, and then to their seats 15 minutes beforehand for an intricate introduction to the elaborate production delivered by Jenny Stewart Cosgrove. This one is available from the Vocalize website about a week in advance. She went on to describe part one, and Andrew Holland took over the reins to describe part two. They covered all the comings and goings, character interaction, visual elements, and who was on stage at any given time. It's certainly not an overstatement that Guys and Dolls at the Bridge is one of the most state-of-art, mind-blowing productions I've ever experienced, and it wouldn't be possible without painstaking planning and logistics and a relentless stage management team and ensemble addressed as New York City cops who are responsible for moving the standing audience members on stage around into the right areas so that sections of the set can rise as the structure is made up of clever sections that can rise up from the floor and form a raised stage area and locations like a New York City street. These change rapidly and constantly, with characters appearing on different sections. As one section rises, another disappears, and it is the stage crew who have to set these areas up with props and apparatus needed for the next scene. There are also multiple colourful neon signs hanging from above to depict things like traffic lights and an American diner. All these elaborate changing visual aspects would be ever so confusing for those blind and visually impaired, so a touch tour and audio description is crucial to be able to make this innovative piece of theatre inclusive, accessible and equal for everybody. And both Andrew and Jenny did a stellar job of navigating the listener through all of this in an informative and entertaining manner. This really is an experience unlike any other on offer at the moment, and if you see just one show this year, do experience Guys and Dolls at the Bridge.
The next audio described performance of Guys and Dolls will take place on Saturday the 18th of November, and this will be at 2:30 p.m, and there'll be a touch tour beforehand at 12:30 p.m.
To find out information, please do visit bridgetheatre.co.uk and click on access, or go to vocalise.co.uk and click on Guys and Dolls in the What's On section. To book tickets or for further information, call the box office on 0333 320 0051, or you can email boxoffice@bridgetheatre.co.uk. You can also book online by visiting bridgetheatre.co.uk, which also has an extensive access listing with all the information you will ever need. To find out what else has been audio described throughout the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk.
A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.